Blog Talk Radio.
I No matter how hard you try to be, here's what they think about you.
Jonah Bay.
Greetings, how everyone doing? It's fine.
Hey. Peace to the guys, bro. How you doing?
Peace to the God. I'm wonderful, magnificent, and blessed, man.
Great. Yeah, man, it's we gonna kick off the new year right. With a close associate and family member of mine. It's like family, y'all. And he got some information. Every time I talk to this man, it's always something new. You know, it's kind of one of those type of things. I have to, you know, every now and then you meet an individual like, dang, you know, he. I ain't think about that, you know. Oh, he hit me. You know, he's always hit me with some new information that I didn't think about. This should be this should be a treat for all the listeners out there. But say, man, I'm going to give you the flow. You know how we do it. I know you've gotten a chance to check out my show. And how I do it is, you know, I hand over the floor, let you do your introductions and everything. I let people just get it out of them. You know, it's okay. You want to talk. So I let them talk. You want to get through talking, and we go into the, you know, into the dialogue, okay? I'm going to turn over the mic to you and do your thing, all right? Jonah Bay.
Here's what they think about you.
All right, we got Brother Akeem. Yeah. Peace. All right, a couple of questions. How has it been coming into the information and crossing paths with Brother Jonah?
Okay. How I met Jonah.
Okay.
Summer of 2014, someone gave me a DVD for the morning. It was a seminar, you know, and they were telling me about this showman stuff. It piqued my interest. I like learning from him. And I was watching him, and it wasn't so much about what he was teaching that caught my interest. It was how he was teaching. He was real. He was cussing people out. You know, like, you know, just being himself, you know. And me being a Scorpio, I deal with people who are real. And I said, well, he's being real, so if he's being real like that, then his information has to be. So I had a little tax issue. I didn't really have any major issues. You know, a little $4,500 bill.
Haven't done my taxes.
I looked them up immediately, right there on the internet. I got a consultation. We talked a few times. I mean, and then I asked him, hey, you know, do you do seminars or whatever? What is the cost? He said, no, I don't charge anything. I brought him in. We had about 40 or 50 people right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a crowd. A lot of people came. After about 30 days, now I started to understand what Jonah was teaching. It resonated with me. So one thing about the whole group, none of them were successful. They were broke. Let's put it like, let me be real. They were broke. Struggling. So I knew what it took to be in business, but I didn't know how to run a business privately. So that's what I learned from Joseph. When I first started, the first month that we started, I just stopped my whole business and went into studying this information to the point where I had to file bankruptcy. But me doing that, not even 6 months, I learned how to do the CPN. So I didn't need to see that in legal number anymore. I had my own CPN. Now I was back doing commerce. The credit was better than what it was with the legal. I was getting more credit. Here I am a year later. I went on 10 vacations this year alone. But I learned through Jonah how to do commerce properly. How to live. And I learned another thing. If you want to be successful, you hang out with successful people. And in this information, he's the only one that I know personally, other than Joey, that is successful in doing this. Yes, I'm a year older than Jonah, but you're never too old to learn. And sometimes I learn more things. You can learn things from a baby as well as someone your age or younger or older. I learned that. Put down the ego and look at progress instead of who's right or who's wrong. Just look at, hey, he's doing it. That's what I'm going to follow.
Okay. No.
Niggas swear they passed us. They doing too much. Think about it.
Madman.
Yeah, and what? Are you fighting plenty of boss down there?
No, man. Person or greed, no man fighting the messenger.
You bring the crimes and heads of conquered kings to my sacred steps. You insult my queen. You threaten my people with slavery and death. Oh, I've chosen my words carefully, Persian. Perhaps you should have done the same.
Blasphemy. This is madness.
Peace to the gods.
Hey, yo, Jonah.
Think you've been chosen for this mission.
These niggas driving themselves into the wall, man. Right?
Man, I need you to go.
Today, you traveling, right?
Peace to the gods. What's going on? Yeah, I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money flows to me quickly and easily. What's up? It's your boy, Jonah Bay. You know I got to stay true to the game and the whole nine. You know what I mean? The mission. Anyway, we're going to have a seminar this week and going fully into the express trust. How the fuck the fucking be tax exempt on everything that you earn and make and get all your property up out of the United States, including the straw man. It's going to be a hell of a fucking seminar. Also, we're going to be doing the money ritual. We're going to stay doing our affirmations. We concentrating on straight being successful. Concentrating on using affirmation, that inner magic, to get any and everything that you want. It's all possible. But for more information about the seminar, go to jonahbay.com to get the address, to see the price and the whole nine, or to buy your tickets in advance. But it's going to be March 14th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. It could end. Earlier, depends on how much people are overstanding everything that I'm putting out. And it's going to be 1132 Techwood Drive, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30318, Courtyard by Marriott Atlanta, Midtown at Georgia Tech. All right? But for more information, the flyer, all of that, I put it up on Facebook. I put it up on Instagram. You'll see the flyers there, or you can go to jonahbay.com and see the flyer. Anyway, consultation Wednesday. So you know what's up. I'm answering questions and all that. It's going to be a shorter show. I got to save my voice for the seminar. Y'all know how that be. Oh, I won't be on Friday because I got the seminar Saturday. Got a whole bunch of shit to do, too. But let me go to the call lines before I start talking about what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to 240-619. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods, Elder Ali Bay.
What's up, my brother?
Not much, man. I am so happy and grateful for large sums of money that come to me ASAP and easily.
Right.
And I am wonderful, magnificent, and great. Thanks to the education and information y'all dropping.
No doubt.
Word.
What's going on?
Hey, I got three quick questions. Three quick questions, and then I'm going to sit back and soak up this info. So, Jonah is asking me to make sure I ask you about the warranty deed to get the house off.
I'm not answering Jonah about that shit on the air. I'm not answering him at all. He's always blowing me up, calling me. No, I told him. I'm not telling him nothing else, man.
Hopefully he listened. I passed the message on.
Yo,
and then
the thing about Jonah is, you know what I mean? He used to get consultations and all that. Now he's just ODing with all the questions and all that, man. I don't mind answering something sometime, but at the same time, man, I get paid for the information for a consultation. There's certain information I'm definitely not putting on the air, especially something dealing with
over the head
like that on the air. Come on.
Okay, keep it private.
And
I got
why
you.
The fuck ain't Jonah call his damn self? The fuck? He trying to get you cussed out, God. He trying to get you cussed out, man. Shit. He don't want to get himself cussed out, so he gonna send you to get cussed out.
Oh, shit, that's wild. All right, and then when opening the trust bank account, do you need a second social or a second EIN number?
What do you mean second?
I know you need an EIN for the trust, but I don't know if the trustee is going to need to provide theirs as well.
Oh, now I understand what you asked. Let me tell you something. There's way more to opening up a bank account, especially for the Express Trust. There's way more. It's a law. You have to create something called fuck is it called? Hold on, let me go in my email, make sure I say it right so I don't fuck it up.
Oh man, pulling some jewels out.
Well, not really, because I'm not going over it into the next webinar. You know what I mean? I'm going to give y'all an exact breakdown of how to do it and all that. But what I'm going to do is give y'all a heads up to it. You know, I always give y'all time to go research it yourself and see if you could do it yourself before I got to bring it out and then charge. You know, a lot of people don't understand that. I always teach a little something on it. And when people can't get it done, then I'll come out and show them how it's done. It's called a certification of trust. Yeah, certification of trust by trust, and it's in every state.
Okay.
So a lot of people don't know what they're talking about when it comes to opening up this trust account. Because you got to do a certification. Now, the whole point of the certification, They want you to do a new declaration of trust and undo your old one. It's a very tricky situation. Like, I'm on Secure Party Creditors, you know, on Facebook. Everyone's talking about trust because I came out with the info. And this girl's going to say, when opening up a bank account with the trust, does it need to be set up as a regular checking or business checking? This chick, why even have a fucking trust if you're opening up a regular checking account or a business checking account?
Oh, shit. She got more studying to do.
She don't study from Jonah Bay. She study on Secure Party Creditor Group. It's a handful of motherfuckers that study with me and be dropping little jewels on them. And what it does is it causes mad confusion.
Oh, hell yeah. I can understand that. Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know. So it's really the blind leading the blind. And I be reading the shit and seeing what they saying, right? And I don't give them no info. I let them say what they gonna say. And I just be like, yo, word, that's what they think. Oh, okay. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen, they have a place where they can get the knowledge and know that they're getting the right knowledge because it's gonna be based on law. When you up here on this site, everyone's just talking. They're just talking, no proof, no nothing. I just don't understand how people can do shit and not have any law backing it up just off of someone's opinion. You know? And then I don't understand the people who actually ignore the law. They still going to do whatever the hell they want to do. I don't understand those people either. But,
yeah,
you know what? That's why I'm successful and other people aren't, because I know how to follow the script.
Stick to it. Stick to the script.
Stick right to that shit and keep on getting remedied, you know. But like I said, they're all following us, y'all. And by the time they figure out, like they going in allodial titles and land patents. That shit don't work for the straw man. It only works for the trust, and it got to be the trust has to be done right for it to work. But you don't need no fucking allodial title land patent. The warranty deed is the allodial title. The warranty deed of everyone's house is an allodial title, right? But the straw man can't have it. The straw man can't deal with that. Why? Because the straw man is not allowed to own property, including the trust. Mm-hmm. But this is why we said you got to – I told y'all, y'all got to get a foreign trustee to make sure that person can own property. If you see in trust law, the trustee is the owner. And if the trustee is a 14th Amendment citizen, it can't own property. It's that simple. But these people want to deal with, you know, their own thoughts on it instead of following the rules. The rules will get you what you want if you do it correctly. But listen, this is verbiage from the warranty deed. This is verbiage from the warranty deed. So I can basically show y'all exactly that y'all don't need a land patent, the so-called allodial title. It says, to have and to hold the said tract parcel of land with all its singular rights, members, and appendages thereof to the same being belonging in anywise appertaining to only proper use, benefit, and behoove of said guarantee forever and fee simple. See, the word fee simple is allodial. Allodial title.
Yeah.
There's no greater ownership. That's your allodial. So why the fuck are you going back doing a land patent where you got to go to the land grant place and find out everybody who owned it before you and make a chain of ownership and then sign an affidavit, which doesn't work if you're doing that as a straw man. It doesn't work. Now, I have
that's
never
like
tried.
That's a lot of work.
It is. I've done it before, and it didn't work. I still got foreclosed on. You understand? So,
okay.
I've never tried it, the land patent with the trust, because I never needed to, because when I did the trust as the ownership and I did the warranty deed, the trust became the owner and didn't have to pay taxes. It came off the tax roll. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So why would I do all that extra shit with the land patent and it didn't work? Now, I could still go back and do a land patent with the trust to do a lodeal title. But what it is the reason why I won't do that, it goes back to the farmlands. I don't want to take everyone's fucking house in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
would I do that? My trust would own every house in the neighborhood. Why would I do that? That's stealing. That's wrong. That's just as bad
right.
as the United States. There's a lot of people who want to do the process with the trust and do the warranty deed, and they want to go after houses they used to own, houses that they got foreclosed on. And I tell every last one of them, nope, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to show you how to do it, because you're trying to take someone's house that they paid for, they're paying for every month, and kick them out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think that's fucked up. You know?
Yeah.
I don't do fucked up things, man. I treat others as I want to be treated.
Mm-hmm. That's the golden rule.
You know, if you didn't know the information at the time, then it wasn't meant for you to know it. It wasn't meant for you to save that house. You would have known it at the proper time if it was meant to be. At least that's
right.
That's how I see it. Now, there's a lot of people, this same chick, asking questions about the trust. She's on the same group, and she says, IRS big tax reporting break to foreign trust. You know what the ill part of that is? The foreign trust that they're talking about in the IRS is actually, like, say, for instance, you got a trust out of Nevada, but you're doing business in Atlanta. They call that a foreign trust.
Okay.
Right? You don't need a foreign trust. What you need is an express private or common law trust. Common law trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You
right.
need a common law
yeah.
trust with a real foreign trustee.
That
is
so
that max.
Point you got that with a protection.
Yes. I'm protected from every angle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've done the certificate, the trust certificate perfectly for the bank, so it can't get pierced. Most trusts are pierced by their bank account. By their bank account. And that's why now it's a new rule where they want you to do a trust certificate. So you can pierce
right.
your own trust by saying the wrong thing. Now, also, you know, the girl didn't know what the fuck she was talking about a regular bank account. I told y'all got to go to the bank and get a non-interest-bearing bank account. You can't get no checks. You can't have no checks. And
mm-hmm.
you could only have a debit card. That's it, but nothing else. Why? Because you'll pierce your own trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I remember that lesson.
So, right. So these people are so lost, trying to follow us, but don't want to listen to the lessons in the law. It makes no sense, brother. And there's a lot of
yeah,
people in our group
wow.
that's like this. A lot of people that listen to me is like that too. Too much ego. You know?
Hell yeah. It's just wild to me though, man. That's the thing.
It's wild to me too, man. Why wouldn't you listen to someone who's has a proven track record, number one? Number two, obviously did his trust correctly to pull it off the tax roll. in the very county the house is sitting at. So I've already proven my shit is correct and done correct, right? These people ain't did nothing yet, and then they want to question whether I can understand it properly. I'm the first of all. Y'all wouldn't even know about this shit unless I brung the lesson in the first place. And before I even brung the lesson, I already did it myself. I've done 20 people here in Atlanta.
Damn.
20 people. I got someone to do tomorrow. Right? Now, how the fuck can I be wrong? How could I be wrong? How am I reading it wrong?
I don't see that.
My shit has been looked at by every Jewish lawyer they got, man. He's like, damn, you gotta do it. It's done right. You see what I'm saying? It's done right.
Every Jewish lawyer.
All over, oh, yo, man. Crazy, man. Another brother from the Maryland area finally found the right spot to do it at, and he filed it just the way I did it. But he did his as an investment trust, a real estate investment trust, and it went right through. I meant to ask him. I was supposed to talk to him earlier. I got so busy, I forgot to call him back. I wanted to know how much the filing was, but I'm going to text them and ask them.
It's 150.
In Maryland?
Yeah. It's $100 a filing and it's $50 for expediting.
That sound about right.
Yeah.
See,
why he not, in the community chat?
Also tell if it's right by how much they're charging you and what they take you through. Like, you ain't supposed to have to do no extra paperwork, yo. If you doing extra paperwork, their paperwork, guess what? That's a domestic trust.
Yeah, yeah. They don't have the paperwork for Maryland. You got to do all your paperwork and document yourself and send them
in. That's what a common law trust is. You make the law.
Absolutely.
You make the rules. This is why I told y'all can't put the Constitution in. Y'all can't put the Articles of Confederation in. Y'all can't put the Articles of Association in. You're piercing your own trust when you do that. You're saying that their rules apply to your trust, which gives them jurisdiction.
Right. Since we're on that topic.
You say it right, but there's a lot of brothers that put it in. I put it in the original template, but I told y'all, I put it in the original template for all the people who don't listen, who's going to bootleg me so they can do it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Booby traps.
Yes. So don't pay no attention that I got that inside the original template, because if y'all was listening to the show, I tell y'all, it's not supposed to be. I show you to take it out. I show you the IRS law. I show you Georgia state law that said you can't put it in. Now, if Georgia and the IRS are saying that, believe me, the rest of the states are hiding it from you if they didn't put it in there. Because what I noticed is this. If you pay attention, Georgia is the one state that will tell you how to do an express trust. Most states won't tell you because it's out of their jurisdiction. But Georgia has always been the type of state that'll give you the whole truth. You know what I mean? That's why they wrote the Constitution the way they did, where, man, ain't nothing hidden. It's all right there.
It says everything in the Georgia Constitution.
Right. Just Georgia annotated, just be telling you stuff. They'll, you know, the rest of the states, they'll mention express trust and then start talking about their statutory trust right after. One sentence about express. So you don't know nothing. on what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, what about the Iroquois Constitution?
Okay, you can put that in. That's a different okay. That's a different jurisdiction. That was a different nation, right? And that's
absolutely.
Almost the same as when you put in the treaties, the Morris Treaties.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? But like I said,
yep.
Listen, remember a long time ago, when I first taught y'all about nationality, right? I'm talking about years and years and years ago. I told y'all all y'all had to do was make a declaration and take it down to the county and put it in, right? Well, that's
right.
What y'all doing
that.
Now. That's what y'all doing now for your nationality after you establish your express trust.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't forgotten that most of y'all couldn't get through with the process. They derailed y'all. I got remedy for
yeah.
that. I got your remedy for that. Everyone's going to get
okay.
it. This is why I need y'all to do the trust correctly. If the trust, see, what y'all got to realize is the trust is identical to having your own government. So then you're
right.
gonna
yeah,
you're gonna declare allegiance to your trust and declare that you are more in your trust. And the trust
which
is going to
keep state.
You. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the type of shit that's going down this weekend at the seminar. You know what I mean? But,
and,
you know, and let me tell you, for all y'all people who want to really discharge shit and get discharged, the right to subrogation, the right to discharge belongs to the trust. The trust can discharge
mm-hmm.
The trust can discharge anything. And it can use an instrument. All you have to put on the instrument is call it a trust certificate. But I can't get y'all
mm-hmm.
to do none of that until I get y'all to do the trust correctly and have it formed. Because if it's a domestic trust, a 14th Amendment citizen, you know, all corporations and all that are 14th Amendment citizens. Now, if you
right.
have that, then it's illegal for you to do that. And since it's a statutory trust, they're going to come after the trustee to lock them up. But if the trustee is warring, I'm like this. Even if you did your trust the wrong way, if you insert a foreign trustee, it would still be listed as foreign. And they could not
that is out
force,
of the jurisdiction.
They could not force the trustee that lives somewhere on the other part of the planet to come in and answer any crimes that they think happened. You understand?
Right. Yeah. I ain't got nothing to do with what's going on over there.
Right. I'm trying to give y'all ultimate shield, man, where y'all will be up under what is called the Foreign Immunity Act. But niggas want to get mad. They want to debate, question, when y'all fuckers wouldn't even know shit about nothing unless I brung the information. Listen, everyone under the sun had their trust webinar before I did mine. And I did it on purpose. Waited on purpose. Right? Now, who had the most impactful? I did. When I did it, why? Because I told y'all when I do it, I will do it based off the Wise Trustee Handbook and everything it said. And I did it. Right? And I
mm-hmm.
did it. And it's the most impact. All these other people did their webinars. You didn't hear shit about trust. The whole Facebook wasn't talking about trust in their trust information. Now the whole Facebook is talking about it. Why? Because they heard the chatter of it's done right. They're hearing about the remedy that's being got. And this is what I'm saying. So now, when you hear a little bit of the truth, you want to go back and listen to the people that couldn't give you no information? That's
yeah, that's
asinine.
Insanity right there.
Yeah, that's asinine, man. That's asinine.
Right.
Oh, shit, man. I got to I answered your questions. I got to take more. It's Consultation Wednesday. It's not Monday.
No doubt, God. Peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods. I'm going to 3208. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Peace to the God, Jonah Bay. I want to say I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money flows to me ASAP and easily to set the tone first off. And I'm going to be mindful of my peers. And I know you said you're going to get off quick, so I'm going to rock on and get off fast, man. But I did want to say, you said you're doing the ritual this weekend?
Yes.
After the seminar?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Because I usually try to stay in alignment with your shit just to keep the energy flowing.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
See, because I try to get as many of us to do it at the same because it's more impactful. The magic works much better.
Yep, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Like, shit. Because in my state, they canceled the St. Patty's, all that shit because
nigga,
of that coronavirus. Got my fucking shook.
Yo, let me put y'all up on game. Cheap flights to everywhere is now. Y'all need to be buying those flights now to travel anywhere y'all want to travel for vacation this year. Buy them now.
Oh, that's a game. That's some game right there.
I bought four tickets to four different nice destinations, man.
Man, thank goodness for that coronavirus, man. That's it. Beautiful.
Well,
man.
Let me break something down on that corona since we're talking about it, right? And a lot of people do know it, a lot of people don't. Check it. Dean Koontz, The Eyes of Darkness. It was published in 1981. Let me read this to y'all. In around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Almost more baffling than the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish and as quickly as it arrived, attack again in 10 years later, and then disappear completely. Then it says, Li Qin. They called the stuff Wuhan 400 because it was developed at a RDNA lab outside the city of Wuhan, and it was the 400th viable strain of man-made microorganism created at that place. Wuhan, it was named because it was near the city of Wuhan. Dog. Today, y'all calling it the coronavirus. This was already done, right? Now, it's another joint that I posted the other day, and it says every election year has a disease. SARS was 2004. Avian was 2008. Swine was 2010. MERS was 2012. Ebola was 2014. Zika was 2016. Ebola again was 2018, now 2020, the corona. Now, the coronavirus has a gestation factor of 2. SARS was 4. Measles is 18. So the coronavirus ain't shit compared to what y'all already used to, the measles or SARS, right? The coronavirus has a cure rate of 99.7% for those under 50 if infected. The coronavirus spread is leveling off right now. This is a viral pneumonia hyped as the Black Plague before election.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And thank you, Cordoba. You're right. AIDS was predicted in 1969. And they thought AIDS was going to kill us off. See, they be making shit to try to get rid of us melanated people, right? The problem is what they don't realize is melanin always and can and will always mutate. So in the lab, when they're doing these studies, it looked like, oh, yeah, it's only going to attack the black people. It's going to kill them off, right? The problem is in their lab experiment, they don't have real melanin. Or they have a lower case of melanin, pheomelanin. Well, it doesn't mutate under lab conditions. They were looking at something called the it was melanin. I can't think of the word that they used. But they said when they ain't looking, it's moving, it's doing all types of shit. When they start looking at it, it sits still. So what happened?
I've seen that shit.
Yeah. I'm not lying. It's on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
And they said when they put it out in the real world, our melanin as melanated people don't react the way it does in the laboratory. So the shit they put out ends up killing them and not killing us.
That's what
now,
you
they
get,
put
you
out,
bitches.
They put out a report that said the coronavirus does not affect melanated people. But it's the melanated people that's running around the most scared. Ain't that a bitch? Social media is crazy today.
Yeah.
It's really crazy today. But Condobra Enterprises said indenture must specify discharging capacity. You're absolutely right. See, your trust indenture doesn't say that. A declaration of trust is totally different than a trust indenture. So by the time y'all get around to using discharge, you will make a trust indenture. You understand? A lot of people are confusing the word trust indenture with declaration of trust. They're not the same thing. All right? They're not the same thing. Now, when y'all doing these trust indentures, y'all are doing these instruments under Rule 144A. See, the normal trust, the trust that is the public trust, has to go under the rules of the SEC and all that to do a trust indenture and register. Well, you being on the private side, y'all not held to those rules of the public. Y'all will be operating under Rule 144A. Now, definition, trust indenture is an agreement in a bond contract made between a bond issuer and the trustee that represents the bondholder's interest by highlighting the rules and responsibilities that each party must adhere to. It may also indicate where the income streams for the bond is derived from. See, now, let me show y'all something. I had y'all start to trust off with silver because it's the silver that will back up the bonds that the trust indenture will be talking about. But the truth is, it's your own private money. You're going to be doing private banking. And it's the trust certificates of your express trust that you're going to be using to discharge. You're really not discharging. You're actually paying shit. You're paying shit off with your private money. Stands, your trust certificate will stand the same way the Federal Reserve note stands, because the Federal Reserve note is nothing more than a trust instrument in the trust that they call the public trust that was created under the New Deal. The New Deal was getting everyone under that trust. So like I said, we got a lot to talk about this weekend, y'all.
Man. You break that shit down smooth, too, because people be bugging, like, well, how could you just be writing instruments and when you really just sit back and look at it? How the hell is the Federal Reserve doing it? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
because
what is backing all this bullshit?
Backed by gold and silver, or it has to be backed by the people, right? Now, the fucking Federal Reserve notes is backed by the people's labor. Your motherfucking trust certificates will be backed by the assets of the trust.
Man, that's deep right there. Deep shit. But yeah, also real quick on that corona virus, if you look, somebody put a video up on CNN online, and if you look on the back of your damn Lysol can, you'll see that as one of the ingredients.
It's been there.
Yeah.
It's not one of the ingredients. It's one of the things that it kills is the coronavirus, Lysol. But you know, bleach does it. Chlorine does it. Everything. It's just a stronger cold.
Like a common cold and shit.
Yes. So I can't believe. See, now let me break down why it's all this hoopla over this regular cold. They're trying to use that as the excuse to kill the economy all the way so that they can reset the money. And I'm all for that.
Yeah,
but don't run out here really thinking y'all about to catch some shit.
Yeah,
it's not going down.
People be, I be seeing motherfuckers with masks on and all that shit, man.
No, that shit is so fucking crazy, man. Now you got to look at China, right? China still has all that pollution from the fallout, the nuclear fallout. They were wearing masks regardless, right? And they got too many people, so their pollution is crazy, crazy. Now, when they get the common cold, yes, it can kill them. But the only fucking people that got to worry about the coronavirus here in America is probably Flint, Michigan, because of their water.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Good angle right there. Shit. Didn't think of that one.
You got to already be fucked up and sick for it to affect you.
I see what you mean, right? Because if you got like a basic, like if you're already kind of weakly anyway, a basic cold can fuck your ass off or anything if you're already
right.
Weak.
And
anyway,
what did they call that? They called everyone that had a weak immune system from all the fucked up hybrid food. Then when they caught the cold and died, they said, oh, it was AIDS. Immune deficiency. The food is making our immune systems weak.
Yeah, you ain't lying, man. Yeah. But, yeah, let me I know you're about to get off, man, so if you don't mind if I can rock my question on out, man. My first one is I've been peeling through the general partnership laws in my state, and it reads kind of interesting, God. It's kind of, you know, some of it almost sound like trust shit, and I seen a part where it was talking about register your partnership. What? You know, like, what the hell? But it kind of flipped me because I was thinking of the trust. Like, because you know how that was, like, the big thing we kind of figured out was, like, oh, if you don't register this motherfucker, it really ain't. So I just wanted to run that by you. Have you ever heard of, like, the partnerships having to be registered? Or are we still just straight with the DBA?
A partnership is a trust.
Okay. Okay.
See,
yeah,
they're trying to use different words to throw us off. A partnership is a trust. It only takes two people to make a trust, and a trust is considered a partnership. So a partnership is supposed to be registered.
Got you. Boom. Quick and smooth. All right. My my next one is this. God, I got. I'm a 1099, right? So my question is one time you read in the Weiss book about assignment and how you can assign,
you know,
I, John Doe, as an individual.
It, but I first got to give y'all the information on opening up the bank account, a bank account correctly to keep it private, and then you're going to assign it to that bank account.
Okay,
and
so
no
don't even try to fade none of that till we get to the trust level.
Yeah.
This ain't even.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Cool. All right. So I'm probably just going to pay my taxes this year then and just
– right.
Because they're looking for my ass. And I know you can't evade the boys, so I'm just going to foot the bill till we get this shit
How
done right,
man.
How
looking
like,
for you already? The fucking tax year didn't really start yet, right?
Well, I mean from 2019's, from my 10 –
gotcha.
Yeah, my 1099s. And, it's getting to that point where April's coming, so I was like, all right, I got to either – And the way I was running mine is I was doing the work, but I was cashing them through my estate account, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was looking the same and shit, right? You know what I'm saying? But I know eventually they're going to probably come checking for some shit if I just don't say nothing. I know your style. You said
by
we always got to respond. We can't.
By the time they start checking, you should already have that trust.
Oh, Oh, lovely.
Let me tell you something, man. Always take the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
All right?
I know,
so I leave that choice up to you.
Okay. Love, love. All right, I'm going to let everybody else rock, man. Well, peace.
Right.
Go ahead.
All right, peace, God.
Peace to the God.
Edward White, me and Joey didn't need your information about artificial and natural. We're quite aware that an express trust is considered a natural person, right? Anything that's outside of the U.S. is considered a natural person. Now, that's all that needs to be said. It's really not that deep. That's why I said y'all must not have a statutory trust, because a statutory trust is an artificial person, 14th Amendment. Got it? But like I said, if y'all don't do it the correct way, you're going to find out, because they're going to pierce it pretty quickly. Even when it comes to your bank account, it's not going to work. When you go moving things inside your trust, they're going to charge you a transfer tax, which is going to let you know it's not done right. You understand? So all of y'all that want to be Usher, my way. Have it your way, nigga. It's Burger King. Yeah, man. Well, when you say construction, are you talking about construction of the trust, or are you talking about an actual construction company? And if you're talking about construction of the trust, you're absolutely right. It's always built off the way you made that declaration, right? But if you're talking about the construction company, shit, I don't even know. I'm not even going to front like I know. But it's a bunch of trusts that owns construction companies that's building all over the world. Know that. I knew what he was talking about. I was being an asshole. I was being funny, man. I make myself laugh, even if y'all ain't laughing. All right, I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 518-986. Peace to the God. Peace.
Holy shit. Peace to the God.
Oh, shit. Peace to the God, girl.
I know. It's been a long, long time. Hold up. I'm just now walking out of work. Give me one sec, please. Holy shit. I knew this was going to happen. Anyway, hold up. So, my question is, I'm in the process of filing a patent, and I'm in the application process pending. So how would that work for putting it in a trust? No,
a
patent a land patent,
shit.
An inventor.
You talk about making something.
Yes.
Inventor.
Yes,
I need you to get before, damn. You needed the fucking, you were supposed to do your trust first, right? And then were supposed to put it into the trust and put a lien on it by doing a non-UCC and then give it to the patent office. Listen,
90%
of the fucking patents that's in the U.S. patent office was done by melanated Moors. And they then stole the idea. You know the blinking light for all the new cars where the light is integrated into the mirror? A brother made that, never got his money. They just stole his patent. He never got it done. He's suing now. In the whole
my life right now.
Okay. The car that y'all drive, a brother made the car. Your man Henry Ford did not invent the car. His family is broke, and everyone's stealing his patent all over the world for a car.
God, fuck.
Shit we enjoy today was made and originated by black people, per se.
Well, I have been working on this for like 10 years now. So I but in the last 3 years, I've actually, like,
let me say this to you. Let me say this to you. Even if the patent comes through first, once the patent comes through and you put the patent into the trust is a natural person. The trust is under equity law. They will not be able to steal it from you if you put it in the trust, even afterwards. See, the reason why they can steal it as it is now from black people, because black people are straw men. And if a black person is a straw man, or just U.S. citizens are straw men, straw men can't own nothing. That's how they're able to steal it.
Yeah. God damn. All right. So I can be protected, even though, because I've been working on this project for the ill minute, like 10 years. And I just came into the knowledge like 3 years ago. So, all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, peace to the God. You know, that whole thing.
Peace to God. Wonderful.
I missed that.
It's all good. No, brother Edward. What I've been doing is showing everyone how to create the Express Trust from scratch. So, in the beginning of your trust, your settlor will be your trustee. Your settlor will be your trust protector. And your kids or your wife will be the beneficiary. But as soon as you set up the trust, then you put in a amendment where you actually are putting in a real foreign trustee. My foreign trustee is my sister-in-law. She lives in Antigua, right? It's each step at a time. So, Edward, you missed the shows where I was saying. Matter of fact, last Wednesday I did the show really going in on that, and I read the IRS manual. And I pissed a lot of people off. I pissed a lot of people off showing them the IRS rules that says it would be pierced if you only had a trustee that was from a straw man or from United States. So, yes, what you're saying is absolutely true, but we got it covered. We got it covered. Now, Cordoba Enterprises, the Peterson brothers invented the car. HF just invented the assembly line. And hold on, Henry Ford didn't motherfucking invent the fucking assembly line either. You know who invented the assembly line? I'm going to give you a hint. He's the one who did soybeans and peanut butter. Melanated man. Who is it? George Washington Carver did it. George Washington Carver invented the assembly line. So this is what I'm saying, man. These crackers that want to rule the world stole all the inventions from Moors, melanated people, black people. More powers. So the foreign trustee doesn't have to be in the same state as you. Brother, I said the foreign trustee has to be outside of the United States. It doesn't matter if you get your mom to be the trustee. She lives in New York. You live in Cali. She's a straw man. You a straw man. The IRS has jurisdiction over any place that someone has a social that is considered someone. What about Antigua? All I was suggesting for those who don't have what they have is in place for foreign status is to consider that, which I shared last week. But you just said you have it covered. I caught it, so we on the same page. Okay, just sharing, sir. No, Edward, I appreciate you sharing. And for the people who didn't hear the show last week, you helped me clear it up for them this week, where they just heard they need a foreign trustee. It's like I said, the funny thing about it is, like I said Monday, when I showed y'all how to authenticate the birth certificate, I said you had to use a foreign address, right? The foreign address was really supposed to be the address of your foreign trustee. When you went for your 98 number, I told you you had to put down a foreign address. The foreign address and the actual responsible party was supposed to be your foreign trustee. Now that it's time to actually do the trust, I'm telling y'all absolutely have to have a real foreign trustee. Good shit. Good shit. Yes, you literally need someone from another country. Absolutely, King Heem 37. All right. You could probably get away with not doing it. Like, all right, I'll give y'all an example. When I taught y'all how to do the car trust webinar, right? Y'all did all the things that I told you in the car trust webinar. It worked. It worked without fail. But that car trust webinar was a little not finished because it wasn't registered, right? And also because it didn't have a foreign trustee, truthfully, they could have still tried to take the car. See what I'm saying? But it was good enough at the time. Now it's time for us to move all the way into being 100% foreign. What I want y'all to keep in mind is when Noble Drew Ali was setting up his mission, the Moorish Science Temple, what did he have? He had a foreign trustee. He went to Havana and received the mandate for all of the Americas, the whole landmass. It was the foreign trustee that was the settler that gave it to Noble Drew Ali, who was the original trustee. See? He had to have a foreigner to do it. So I just want y'all to keep that in mind. Why didn't you sit right there? Where's my drink? She gonna bring it down? Thank you. So you see what I'm saying? Yo, we are literally re-stepping and finding out what our ancestors was doing so we can get back to where they were. All right? Absolutely. Cordoba, you're absolutely right. All amendments to your declaration must go back down to where you registered it in the first place so they can know what's theirs and what's not theirs. Literally a registry that's shared around the world so everyone knows not to fuck with your trust property if it's done correctly. That's what's going on. You know, but motherfuckers do what they want to do. You feel me? All right, let me go back to the call line. I'm going to try to find a new number that I've never seen before and try to get them on the air. You know, I like all the new people to be able to be heard as well. You feel me? All right, I'm going to 912-334. Peace to the God. Peace.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
Already, man. Yeah, man. I'm doing good, bro.
Good, good, good. Now, let me say this. Someone sent this in my inbox in the text, and it says it's a law. And I'm looking at I, and it says the true and correct name and address of the principal or the owner of the business. Now, see, I don't like the word business, but it says the same type of shit inside a certification that you got to do to the bank in Atlanta law. Now, that address is going to be the address of your foreign trustee. Now, See, if y'all had did it like me, my 98 number, that's the same address. My, when I told them where I was doing the authentication, same address, everything was the same. Because my trustee is real, so it was the same address. And that's the address, the foreign address you want to give them, so no one can pierce your shit, all right?
I mean,
so now, go
be
on,
honest
brother.
With you, brother, I don't know.
You don't know what?
I mean, I don't know. I really just called and answer a question, but I really don't. The things you're talking about, I'm not really.
Oh, it's
all right. Yeah.
It's Council,
yeah,
it's
I'm not
Council
really savvy
to Wednesday.
That.
You can ask whatever you want. I was talking to other people. Go ahead with your question.
Oh, my bad, brother. I didn't mean to interrupt you, bro. You know what I mean? You.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Okay.
I said I wanted to find a brother like you, a new brother. Go ahead. Ask any question you want.
Well, I mean, I didn't mean to interrupt you, brother. I thought you was talking some real good stuff just then. But the only question I had, bro, was really just something that's been weighing on my mind heavy lately, right? It's like we're in this position, you dig, where, like, you know, somebody from our, you know, whatever, our neck of the woods, you know, they make something out of themselves, you dig, they become successful. Or either they're on the way to being successful, but they're working hard, right? You dig, you know, those people.
Yes.
And, you know, I've actually helped out people, you dig, in the past, but I've given them opportunities, but I've helped them,
right.
You dig, I've given them jobs, I've given them all the opportunities in the world, but they just keep going to jail, you dig, or they don't listen to me, they just keep doing the same thing.
Oh, man.
And what I try to tell people, brothers, that,
dude,
you can have all the success in the world, right, but, brother, you cannot change people's mind state. An ignorant person is going to be an ignorant person. Don't no matter what you look like, brother. They want to do ignorant stuff. That's their whole life. So we got to respect that as well because that's just what they choose to do. They want to do that. I'm going to respect you from afar, right? I'm going to still love you, but I love you from over here, brother. Like, that's your life. You want to do that stuff? It's okay. It's actually not okay, but, I mean, that's your life. I can't go in there and force you to just live a certain way. I'm not you know what I'm saying? Like, but I get tired of people that always talk about, brother, you got to pull people. You got to do that. You got to help. Hey, look, man, most of the people that everybody talk about that stuff about, bro, they keep doing the same damn things. They might want it, but they don't want it.
You want more for them than they want for themselves, bro.
Problem, right? I mean, Jesus, man, like, you can give everybody all the opportunities in the world, dog, but damn, if their mind state is just what it is, bro, you can tell them all the game in the world, dog, but that's just what they want to do. Damn, I mean, you want me to stick around and wait for you to smarten up, and you actually set my life back a few, whatever, because I'm waiting on you to smarten up? You know what I'm saying?
How crazy. They get locked up for 2, 5, 10 years. I can't wait for you. And...
That's
I
sad,
already gave
right?
you the opportunity. I already looked out for you. When you get out, I'm not looking out again.
That's sad, right? I mean,
it
man,
is very
like,
sad.
We really want our people. We really want them. I really want my people to do something with themselves. You did, brother. But damn, like, and
become the smaller your circle is because you think differently than they do now.
Yeah, man.
Now,
used to be one
a lot of
people, on the fast track to jail.
Yeah, a lot of people back home in New York, they consider me a sellout. And I'm like, nigga, do you know what I do for a living? All I do is help people.
Right.
You know what I mean? But since
I don't claim to have no people, right?
Sell drugs no more to them, I sold out.
Well, that's why I don't claim to have no people, brother, because you ain't going to please nobody, dog. If you're on this side of the fence, you're going to piss at least 80% of them off of what you do. You on this side of the fence, you're going to piss 80% of them off of what you do. You on this side, it's the same damn cycle, brother. So it don't matter what the hell you look like, what walk of life you came from, brother. It's literally just your mind state, and anybody can have that same mind state. It don't matter what you look like, what your gender is, your height, your fatness, your skin, but it don't matter, dog. It's a mind state, brother. So when I tell you that I don't really damn classify myself as whatever the hell kind of people, bro, I like people that got sense. You dig what I'm saying? So whatever the hell you look like, if you got sense, I love you to death. Thank you. Please keep going because you got sense. God forbid the world is deteriorating very fast, people with sense. I just love people that got common sense. I love people that have sense, period. I don't give a damn what you look like, brother. I don't pick sides and shit because I know there's dumbass people on every side of the fence you look at. I don't do that side of the fence shit.
I'm gonna keep it real with you. Like I said, there's a bunch of people running around that y'all are calling white people who aren't white. They're actually amalgamated Moors. You cannot go by people's skin tone and know who they are. You can't.
Right. Well, I don't know what that is, man. Well, you know, I no disrespect. I don't know that because I don't pay attention. I don't know what that is. So you might have to educate me on that. I don't know what that is at all.
What is?
Oh, you said something about a Moors? I don't know what that is, bro.
A Moor?
No idea.
The Moor is, did you ever seen that Martin Lawrence movie Black Knight?
Yeah.
Remember, he went back in history and they called them a Moor. A Moor is your skin tone. That's what we were called before Negro, Black, and Colored.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Anyway, wonderful talking to you. Peace to the God.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this last call. You better make it quick. I'm going to 407-912. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah.
What up?
How you feeling, brother?
Wonderful, magnificent, and great.
Likewise. And I'm grateful and thankful for all the large sums of money coming to me easily and quickly.
Dope.
Hey, brother, I just had a quick question, man.
Mm-hmm.
Down here, I'm trying to go get the non-UCC filed, and I know in your documents back in 2011, they, as far as the claim of lien,
mm-hmm.
would I be filling that out the same way that you had on your documents, as far as all the verbiage and everything?
Basically.
Okay. And
mine's,
as far as like,
mine's done identically, and it works for me.
Right. On the sentence for the mail and certified, so you actually had to mail it that day to the, was it the contractor or the subcontractor, that last sentence in the first paragraph? So I need to mail it there?
I did, but, I mean, you know you're putting it in a trust and all that. You don't have to be as precise. See, I did a second non-UCC webinar where I got rid of a lot of the stuff that wasn't necessary anymore, right? But
okay.
I'm going to keep it real. Mine's is the old one. Mine's is the exact one you're
right.
talking about.
Right. Right. Yeah, and that's the one you had sent me with the package I had purchased. So that's why
right.
I was just making sure.
I didn't do mine's over.
With the,
I didn't update mine's. But, you know, for the people that's new, they can do the updated version, which isn't as complicated.
Okay. And now is that the same for the color law form, too? Because
yes.
I know you had, like, stamps on there and everything as well.
Yes.
So I need to put the
yes.
stamps on there as well.
Listen, I was doing all of that to get out of the jurisdiction of the U.S. Right?
Okay.
Now, we get out of the jurisdiction of the U.S. by going into the express trust. So that's why I'm saying I updated it so people didn't have to do all of that. But since I did the old one, all my shit got the stamps and all that. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. So confirm
now, see,
moving forward.
The reason why I had stamps on it, it's called the transfer tax. Mm-hmm. If you Google transfer
right.
tax, it shows you it's a law that they put in the 1800s for when you was giving property to someone else, you paid the tax. So if you paid the tax there, you wouldn't owe tax to the IRS.
Right. Got you. Okay. Now, all that's under the Stamp Act that you went over before.
Mm-hmm.
Remember a while back.
Yep.
Right. Okay. And so pretty much what you're saying, I mean, as of right now, all that's not even really needed filing the non-UCC now the way you did it in 11.
Right.
You shorten a lot
right.
of that up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The whole
and one more
non-UCC is give everything of the straw man over to your natural or your give it over to your 9-8 name, right?
Right.
Your Morris name.
Right.
So then it can be transferred to the express trust.
Right. Okay. And just we just recording all those documents, you know, the footprint document, everything, all those documents right there in the county. One shot, recording all that together.
Absolutely.
Okay. And last question on the injunction. Am I signing that injunction under my straw man or under my spiritual name where I need to sign on my injunctions?
I signed mine as my spiritual name.
Sign in the spiritual name. Got it.
Because the spiritual name
got it.
Tim. Is owned by them. And remember, the straw man has no rights, so I don't sign nothing as no straw man.
Oh, okay. Okay, so sign everything in your spiritual name.
Well, sometimes you're signing stuff as the creditor side of the straw man, which is last name, comma, first name, middle name.
Right.
But for the most part, I'm signing shit as the things that in that package that signed as a straw man, you'll see it last name, first name, middle name, and then it's other things are signed as Jonah Bay.
Right. Yeah, I saw that. And like you would print a lot of those out. Is there a reason for printing instead of signing?
I don't like doing script because script is called cursive, and it means putting a curse on myself. Curse of.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. Wonderful talking to you, brother.
Appreciate
peace
it, brother. I'll see you this weekend, man.
Absolutely. All right, that was my show for today. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I know I did. The callers brought out a lot of information. I forgot to even get to my subject matter today, but I believe that the information goes where it needs to go, and I talk about what I need to talk about. We got the upcoming seminar this weekend on trust. It's $300. You can pay at the door with no problem. The address is the date is March 14th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. The address is 1132 Techwood Drive, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30318, Courtyard by Marriott, Atlanta Midtown, Georgia Tech. So if y'all want more information or see the flyer, you can go to Facebook on my Facebook page. You can go to my Instagram page, or you can go to jonahbay.com to see the flyer and the price or buy the tickets in advance. All right. Thanks for tuning in. I love you. No homo. Peace to the gods. Honors, honors, honors. We out of here.
Oh.
In the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy? The back of the club, sipping my witness where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needs. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz to see notes by the layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, play.